Welcome to the Practical Consciousness Podcast with James and Lisa, where we help you tap into your highest selves in everyday life. Hi, welcome to Practical Consciousness, the podcast with James and Lisa. I'm James.
And I'm Lisa.
We're right before we came on to record, Lisa and I were talking about, you know, what the topic would be today, et cetera. And what we're going to talk about today is our guide, getting guidance from the universe.
Getting
guidance from your inner self, maybe.
Yes.
And it was funny because Lisa was like, okay, so you're going to interview me today. Because honestly, she's
I'm very connected to my guides.
She's very connected to her guides.
I'm excited about this.
Yes.
Topic.
And so this is her jam. This is her, this is her lane. And so, yeah, I get to ask a lot of questions and she gets to talk and I just add.
Yes.
Something
I even have some guides where I know their names.
Ooh.
Which is fun.
So let's start there. Let me say this. Many of our listeners who are kind of left brain analytical in our heads a lot and very much material science probably. Right. If I can't measure it, see it, taste it, give it a label, then it doesn't exist.
Yep. Been there.
So let's start there. Let's start with, instead of like sharing who your guides are, because I definitely want to get there.
Let's just jump right in.
Let's talk about, let's sort of like broach the subject there. Like, the skepticism and what it is, what are our guides and the mysticism of guides, as well as some of the I guess evidential pieces that guides.
Yeah, many people need evidence, and that's how I was in the past. Is always like, show me some evidence, and then I'll believe it. So whenever I would see like, you know, mediums or people who were doing psychic type readings, and it felt like there was really good evidence, like from the person who they're reading saying, yeah, I had an Uncle Charlie who wore a red hat or whatever, you know, and be like, yeah, there you go, evidence. That's what I need. So a lot of people are like that. That's what they need is
okay,
evidence.
So for you, the way it sort of became acceptable to you was, and you embraced it, was you started seeing the evidence from the standpoint of whoever the practitioner or whoever was bringing a guide to you was validated by what they were saying with your own experiences.
Yes. And I've had psychic readings myself where I've been told, you know, like medium type stuff, like about my mom, because my mom is gone and someone's like, your mom is here. And she just said all kinds of stuff that there's no way she would have known.
Okay.
So I just got evidence. And also when I, with all my meditation and things like that, you know, you just start to kind of grow in that way where you're just more open to receiving guidance yourself. So, but yeah, in the beginning, it was just lots of curiosity around like John Holland and James Van Praagh, you know, their mediums, and just like, it just like kind of more of a curious, like, ooh, this is fun. You know, they're talking to the dead, you know, and that kind of thing. So just super curious about it when I was younger.
Okay. So you kind of dabbled in guidance from the universe, quote unquote, with this, with working with psychics and mediums, and your guidance was coming from family, right?
Mm-hmm.
And sort of that opened the door for you to start to feel what kind of guidance were you getting, and what was the result, I guess, of you receiving that guidance initially with the psychics and talking to your family and stuff?
Well, just confirmation, knowing that your loved ones are around you is super comforting. And I was given advice to, if you really want to make a connection, like with your mom or your grandma, or I have lots of family that's gone, my grandfather, my great grandfather, you know, talk to them, which a lot of people do, you know, they, hey mom, what do you think about, I know you're here. I see that cardinal out there in the tree and you always loved cardinals, that kind of thing. And so the more you do that, the more you just like start to feel their presence around you. And sometimes even like something would happen, like let's say a cardinal landing in the tree or something. And then, and that makes you think about them, or you might not have even been thinking about them. Then you're like, oh, you know, we have this one that we do with Mike's grandmother who passed away. She died at 102 a couple of years ago.
Wow.
And she had great grandchildren, which my daughter is a great grandchild. And I was unable to go to her funeral, but Samantha and Mike went. It was in South Dakota, and Samantha has a cousin who's similar age, Caitlin, and they were standing together I think they were at the cemetery, and these two little white butterflies were going around Samantha and Caitlin. And so now they just assumed it was grandma. And now whenever we see the little white butterflies, we're like, there's grandma little, because her name was Lillian, and Samantha called her grandma little when the girls were really little, they when they heard Lily, and the way they could say it was little, so they always just called her grandma little. And she was a little person. She was a little tiny lady. Anyway, sorry.
So basically, what I'm hearing you say is that you started to experience a connection, and a comfort that would come with these reminders about these people who had passed. And so you kept this connection. Basically, you established a connection with them.
Yeah.
So what happened next? I mean, where did it go from there?
Well, with all of the spiritual growth, I tend to use the word spiritual. People can call it different things, but like meditating, and I have some spiritual teachers who I follow who talk about how we all have guidance around us, like angels and guides. And we all have a team of angels and guides around us. We all have a guardian angel who's with us from day one till the day we die. This guide is with us at all times. Like you have an agreement before you come into this lifetime that they're going to be your guide.
This guardian angel, it can be a past family member. It could be you in your past life. Right? I mean, it can vary.
Yeah, it can vary. Yeah. It's just an angel that's there to help you through hard times and bring you little synchronicities. It's just kind of like, I don't know. It's like having an assistant or a, sidekick that helps you out. I don't know.
But someone who's knows you, like,
well, yeah,
potential you,
not at a spiritual level, you're connected. Right. You're very connected, but we all are connected at a spiritual level. Just as human beings, we feel separate, but we're not. It's just, it just happens. You're a little tiny baby. Look at a 2-year-old. You can see they are connected. They're just all about love and everything's beautiful. And then we start to get older and with the conditioning,
Then we
start to feel separate. So,
right.
So what happens to some people who raise their consciousness is they start to become more connected. They get back to that where they were when they were 2. You know, it's hard to get all the way, but that's what's happening, is you're starting to understand that we're all connected, and you start to sort of separate yourself maybe a little bit from your ego. Like, you don't identify with being separate from everyone else. You start to sense that connection. So anyway, there's lots of energies around you.
Well, I hear you saying basically that you fundamentally you have to be a little more open. You just have to say, I'm going to open myself up to the possibility that there is guidance.
That's where it starts.
Outside or within, it can be a past loved one. It can be a past life of my own. It could be, archangels. It could, whatever it is. We don't necessarily have to understand it even, but be open to it. Nope. So then, what if I said to you, so what if I said that being high conscious, means that I understand that I am connected. I'm a drop of water in an ocean.
Yeah.
I am the ocean as well as a drop of water. Mm-hmm. And so guidance, quote unquote, guides are just really me.
Yep. That's a good way to look at it.
Okay. So you wouldn't challenge that, or you don't have a different perspective, or?
Well, I mean, in the idea that we are all
one.
Yes. In that idea. But there are all these separate, you know, entities, energies that are there, the angels and yeah.
Separate consciousness.
But you're connected to them.
Yeah.
You're connected to them. But they can help you. They can, you know, bring you opportunities. They can protect you. There's all kinds of things that they can help you with. So one of the big things that I teach my students is they really need you to ask.
Yeah.
They need you. There's only so much they can do unless you ask. So start talking to, you know, and people pray, get me through this kind of thing, you know, oh, help me. You know, some people don't pray unless something really bad's happening, but with anything, just remember to ask for help every morning when you wake up. I do it, you know, move me to my highest good and the highest good of everybody who I encounter today.
Interesting. So I have a slightly different perspective, but similar too, in that my kind of introduction to guidance was intuition first. That there's this source of knowledge within myself that is sort of like connected to this synchronistic field. Of knowledge, of like this database.
I see it like a river flowing over my head.
Yeah, exactly.
It's there for anybody. You just got to reach up and grab it.
And so for me, it was always intuition. It was always like just open up space to allow intuitive information to flow, right?
Yeah.
And like you, I've gone to psychics and stuff. Skepticism about people passing, but still having a connection. Mm-hmm. And so what's interesting though, is I kind of see those past lives, or they are the people who are generational family members, whatever. I see them as coming to just share messages or to aid, right? But what happened, you and I even talked about this like I think a year and a half ago or so, is I went to a psychic and she talked to me about that this one particular family member was part of my guides. And so I was like, what do you mean by that? And she's like, all of us have this group of entities, yes, or souls, or
we have a team.
We have, and sometimes a huge team.
Yeah.
And sometimes a small team.
Yep.
But they come and go, and some, like you said, stay to support us. Mm-hmm. And that when I pass, I may be a guide I may be a guide right now in a different plane for somebody. And at first I was like super skeptical. I was like, it doesn't logically make sense to me, because it's like, why would somebody expend energy for me? Right. And it took me a while to grab, you and I've talked about it a lot. Mm-hmm. And so I read this book called High Vibes. I think, did you read it too?
Oh, Trust Your Vibes.
Trust Your Vibes.
Sonia Choquette. Yeah, I follow. Yeah. She's one of the spiritual teachers that I follow. Yeah.
So I read that book, and for whatever reason, that connected with me. All of a sudden, I was like, okay, now it makes sense.
Yeah. She has a really good way of explaining things, really practical ways of explaining it. And you're like, well, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. And she's one of the people that I heard that you have a team of guides, and it's at a minimum of like seven guides at all times. You have some that are very permanent And there's like angels and guides, and there's teachers. There's like specialists in certain areas. Like when I was ice skating, haven't been doing that lately, but when I would get on the ice, I would talk to my ice skating guides and say, you know, be with me and help me feel the movement of the ice and the blade. And, you know, there are specialty.
So there are guides that we can ask to aid us. Mm-hmm. That are specific specialists.
Yep. So finding a deal at the grocery store. You can ask for guidance in that. Help me when you head out to go shopping, help me get the best deal that's going to excite me and, you know, that I'll have fun, you know, saving money. And there will be guides that will come and help you do that.
So I'm going to play the role of the skeptic, some of our listeners.
Okay.
Because I'm not really skeptical, but
yeah,
I'm going to play this role.
Okay.
What if that is just you making an intention and then manifesting it via law of attraction?
I say, who cares?
Whatever works, as long as it works.
Yeah. But I do believe that there are guides that help you. It's energy, right? So being a Reiki master, I'm all about energy. I can feel other people's energy. Sometimes I can see it. And so I know it's there. I don't see guides and, you know, angels like around you. I don't see them. Some people can do that. Mm-hmm. But it's energy. And that energy is there. So when you put that intention out there, however you want to think about it, if you don't want to think about it as some little, you know, shopper guide who knows all the best places to go. You don't have to think of it that way. It's energy. You're just sending that, and you're putting that energy together, and then you're trusting it.
Yeah.
So who cares?
Well, I think that's a good point. I mean, I think in the end of the day, it's, do you believe, or it's kind of an axiom. Do you believe that the universe is working for your behalf,
right?
God, source, universe, whatever you want to call it.
Yep.
Are they actively orchestrating a life of desire for you?
Yeah, that's a really good.
And we both believe that.
Yeah, that's a really good point. I was talking to one of my I mentor or coach or whatever, some of my nieces and nephews. And I have a nephew who's starting a new business, and he kept using the word hopefully, hopefully this, hopefully that. So we talked a little bit about that. I said, what if you trusted life, that life loves you and is always working on your behalf? Then you don't have to be hopeful. Mm. Then you don't even just take that word out of your vocabulary. Mm-hmm. Because you know that it's gonna work out. If this is one of your deepest desires, it's gonna work out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so in that vein, when you look at a guide, it's really just a tool, or it's a mechanism in which the universe can provide you answers or direction or even a feeling, right? Sometimes sometimes I'll get, admittedly, I don't talk to my guides as much as you do. But when I do ask, sometimes it's a feeling I get or an energy that I start to feel. It's not a message per se or a direction or anything like that.
Sometimes it is a thought that just pops in and you're like, well, I don't know where that came from, but that's usually guidance.
Yeah. And that's my kind of definition of receiving guidance from the universe. For me, at least at this point in my life, a lot of my guidance comes from what I call channeling or me connecting to that database,
that river. Yeah.
Yeah. And pull, and I don't even draw it. It's like it's pushed down to me because it's meaningful for me right now.
And it's because you're open to it. Like you have to open up to it.
And you're vibrationally aligned to it.
Right.
That's the other thing I was going to say too, is interesting. You just said that, why does it matter whether it's synchronistic field or inner voice or higher wisdom or higher consciousness, guides, angels, whatever. The bottom line is it's really you raising your vibration or raising your energetic receiving to a level where you actually will believe and hear and take action on whatever it is that you receive.
Yeah. So let's talk about that a little bit. What blocks you? What blocks you? The things that block you are worrying, fear,
doubt,
ruminating about past. I should have done this. I should have done all those are lower vibration things. They're going to lower your vibration. So you're not going to be able to receive guidance.
Yeah. And let's talk about that for a second. So the thing that is lowest vibrational, if that's a word, lowest conscious, is shame, right? So that's the lowest of the low.
That's pretty low.
So if you feel ashamed, if you're a person who maybe one of our listeners who's hearing us and go, these people have lost their freaking minds. There are no guides. They're crazy. And that skepticism comes from something that you feel ashamed of, per se, then what? The guides are still there, right?
Yeah, they're there.
Whether you believe that or not, they're there. But what is that shame, that resistance, what does it do?
Yeah, it lowers your vibration, right? So you're not open to guidance. You're not open to the connection. To feeling the connection. Because when you feel the connection from your guides, it's a beautiful, wonderful joy feeling, right? It's like a feeling of joy, peace. And
it's light.
Yeah, it's very light. You're not gonna feel that when you're down here feeling like I'm a victim, nothing ever works out my way. You know,
I don't have guides. No, they're
nobody's
they're
looking
not
out
waste
for me.
Energy on
it's me against the world.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so then you just don't hear them. I hear you say.
Yeah, you miss just it. Can't. You miss it.
You're distracted by your own suffering.
But it doesn't mean that they then don't love you and they don't protect you. They are still there to take care of you. They, you know, there's like a soul contract that's been made that they're going to be there for you no matter what. So they are there no matter what. No matter what is happening, they're there.
Okay.
To help you.
So we've already talked a lot on this podcast about various different techniques and stuff that you can do to bring your vibrational consciousness up.
Mm-hmm.
Not that that's better than down. We always want to make sure we say that, right? Yeah. There's different results, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if let's say I'm a listener and I'm kind of skeptical, but I'm also interested or curious like you were at the beginning.
Yeah.
What can I do now to start tapping into my guides? Even if I'm a little bit skeptical.
Well, I always start with meditation as a foundational block to all growth. So I got to say that.
Sure.
Mindfulness also. Just mm-hmm. being more in the present moment and less up here, because this is the part that's being the skeptic and not trusting. What you want to do is you want to live from your heart, right? Because that's where your highest wisdom comes from. The heart is the first organ in the body to develop, and then it informs the rest of the body how to develop, right? That's the intelligence of life, or God, or Gus, or whatever you want to call it. Comes from your heart. So get more in touch with your heart, you know, and if you find yourself, I don't know, I've given these tips before, but if you find yourself in your head too much, just put your hands on your heart and just ask what your heart think, you know, what's my heart say about this when you're like worried about something. But for connecting with your guides, start talking to them out loud.
Yeah, that's in that book actually. And that was I'm glad you shared that, because that was a kind of a turning point for me. One of the things she says in that book is, you know, they love guides love to be appreciated and acknowledged. And so if you start speaking out loud.
Yes, because that has a vibration to it.
Right.
It's, your thoughts do too, but it's better to say it out loud.
Right. And you're kind of training yourself to open up to
have a conversation.
This you're allowing them into your existence, I guess.
Yeah, it's just like if you had a person, let's say you're stuck in this room together. Stuck in is not a good word, but you're in this room together and this person's really shy and isn't talking to you. The more you gently, kindly talk to them out loud and maybe even show them some gratitude, the more they're going to talk back to you. So then you'll start getting this back and forth going. So it's just it's just kind of like that. So there's also a good book that she wrote called Ask Your Guides. That's a good book too. Is that a book? I think it's a book. Yeah. She also has online training, but yeah, that's a good one too, where she talks about all the different guides. Cause there's even like, does she talk about the runner guides in Trust Your Vibes? I don't remember if she went through
remember.
All
the... You've shared with me the runners.
Okay.
You want to share that?
The runners are the guides that my daughter and I talk to them a lot. We call them the parking fairies. Whenever we would go shopping back in the day when we would go shopping, we would ask them ahead of time, help us find a parking spot, like in situations where you normally can't find one. And we would just pull up and there would be a parking spot. And we would always thank them out loud. We still do. Thank you, parking fairies, for finding the parking space for me.
And then another thing that she talked about in the book that really helped me was we even talked about a while back about in the law of attraction, keeping a journal of when you have attracted, when you notice you've attracted, right? And being appreciative of that, et cetera. Yeah. Same thing goes with guidance. When you ask for guidance and you receive it,
definitely say thank you.
Journal about it, and the awareness and the noticing is reinforcing.
Yeah, the documenting is really good because it's like evidence. It's almost like you're a scientist. Like scientist isn't going to run all these tests and then not document any of it and be like, oh yeah, that worked.
Right.
You know, and then forget, 6 months down the road, well, what test did we do? This way you've got like, it's like you're reaffirming it. Yes, I got guidance. I asked for guidance. I got guidance. This wonderful thing happened.
Yeah. Yeah. And it can be in your reflection. I do nightly reflection. It can be in your nightly reflection. It can just be, oh, I remember I asked my runners to get me a good parking spot.
And it worked.
And I got a great parking spot. Thank you. Once again, my runners are awesome. That reinforces it.
Yes.
It does.
It does.
Again, I'm not even going to say it.
Some people are skeptical.
Right. And we're running out of time. But before we end, I want you to share with me, or I invite you to share with me, what's the difference between guides and angels and specifically archangels?
Frequency levels. There's different frequency levels. That's my understanding, is that there's different levels of frequency energy. The archangels are the highest frequency level. And the archangels have never been human. That's another thing that I've read and believe.
And so there's a handful of archangels.
Yeah. I'm not an archangel expert, but yeah. But they're really high vibrational beings.
And there's 7 billion people on this planet. Mm-hmm. Just on this planet, 7 billion people. And so how do a handful, 5 or 6 of these archangels swoop in and out of 7 billion people's lives?
Well, they're able to do it simultaneously because of the high vibration, but also you have to remember that linear time is a human construct. So there's that too.
Yeah. Yeah.
But we're
looking at it through the lens again of being material scientists and saying, well, my logic and my understanding in this physical world, it's impossible to have an archangel, right?
Yeah. Right. There's no way they could be helping everyone at the same time.
Right. And one thing I love to tell people is up until, the 50s, we had no way of looking within our bodies at our bones. Mm-hmm. And then we discovered x-rays.
Yeah.
That always existed. They've always been part of our existence, X-rays.
Right. Right. Well, and even now, quantum physics, and I mean, they now science can see that that consciousness is a thing that's there and doesn't go away.
Yes.
They've proved it with so many different types of tests.
Right.
There's all kinds of evidence out there. I wanted to say, when we were talking about, you know, reinforcement by like talking to your guides and thanking your guides, if you're skeptical about the fact that there's guides there, then you don't have to think of it that way. All you have to do is think, well, because I'm being grateful, because I'm trusting, and it's just good, positive energy, and it is going to bring more good, positive energy into your life. This is one of those things where it's been proven. You don't have to be skeptical about that. That's been proven.
Yeah. It's like I tell people about law of attraction. You don't have to believe in the law of attraction.
There's evidence.
It's happening scientific. Anyway. It's happening anyway.
Well, yeah. It's happening. And also they've been able to do tests where they can prove with positive energy. There's the Japanese scientist that did the thing with the water crystal. Yeah. I mean, it's just, there's lots of things out there you can look up online that will convince you that, you know, there is this type of energy out there, and you don't have to label it as an angel or a guide if you don't want to.
Yeah.
You know, if you're not someone who tends to believe in that kind of thing, that's fine. But the energy is definitely there. So why not take advantage of that beautiful energy that's there for you?
Well, and I would challenge, I guess, or invite anybody listening to this podcast, this episode, if you're skeptical, do kind of like what you suggested, get quiet with yourself, sit with yourself, and ask yourself this fundamental question, which is, where do I receive guidance? And listen to your body, listen to your answer. And I would say probably most everyone listening has this feeling that there's something supporting them, something that's, that's, whether it's a guardian angel, grandmother, mom, dad, whatever. There's some, I would imagine all people, if they were being totally honest, would say, there's a feeling that something is supporting me.
Yeah, either they have a feeling now, or they can at least look back and say, there has been a time when I felt it. You may have lost it and feel lost right now, like I don't feel that connection now. But look back and think, have I ever felt like I received guidance? And definitely, right? Like, don't go down that way. Go this way instead. Yeah. And then you find out later there was an accident down there or whatever.
Right, right. Or I feel this, all these stories about, you know, people who have just feel a strong impulse not to board an airplane or whatever. And so they don't. And then they find out the airplane crashes or something, right?
Yeah. There's all kinds of things.
All
like
kinds
that.
Of stories.
Yeah.
We should revisit this.
Okay.
In a more practical way. But we need to be sensitive to the time and this discussion today. This is a very fascinating topic to me.
Me too.
Because I am kind of naturally skeptical. And I'm kind of coming into embrace this guidance. And I know you're laughing because my guides are all like, finally. Jeez, you know, what? Right? And so they're like, "Hey,
we've been here. We are.
Yeah,
here we
gosh,
are.
This guy is something else." But so we should talk about it some more. And I appreciate you being willing to share your stories and your experiences. And for our listeners, if you have experiences or want to share stories, go on to the Practical Consciousness Facebook group, share, ask us questions, ask Lisa questions. If you want to know a more deeper understanding of guides and how they play in our lives, et cetera, reach out to Lisa or even me, and we can share or at least expand the conversation some more.
Yes, that's, yeah, I love that.
And so with that, thank you for listening. Thank you for sharing, Lisa.
Yes.
And we'll say goodbye.
Bye, everyone. Thanks.